Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors, the Bay Area Betches.
Betches!
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Etchels! Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Nobody socks it to us like Amy Soccarellis.
Don't return to sender, it's Lauren Fender.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
He makes us squee, it's Richie D. Ashley Schiavone, she don't take no baloney.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
One day your Rachel's in, and the next day, you're out.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch. Higher than high res, it's Lauren Perez.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
Just saying, okay? Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers, she ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. Oops, she did it again, it's Brittany Montano.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie. Let's take off with Tamala Plain.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon Atavacan and Anthony.
The incredible Edible Matthews sisters.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
Always ready for Nicole Passaretti.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Simple as rocket science, it's Dana Easy.
Is a frog's ass watertight? It's Rose and Sadie.
No one can do it like Andrea Jewett. Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD. Nancy Cease and Desisto. We will, Jason Rockland, you.
I take the fifth with Dana Smith.
We love you guys. Well, hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast for all that crap we'd love to talk about on ye old bravs. It's me, Rondell, and over there is Ben. Hi, Ben.
Hi, how's it going?
Good. Welcome to Shots of Sunset Day, everybody.
Yay.
So excited. Okay, a couple things to announce. Our live show had to be canceled, so we're going to be doing it this Thursday night. We're going to do a post-show live recap on El Internetto of Real Housewives of New York City. We're going to do a pre-show just talking and hanging out with you guys on Instagram at 7:30 Pacific time and 10:30 Eastern time, and then we're going to move over to Patreon on our Crappens on Demand section of Patreon. That's the $5 level of Patreon, so go sign up for that. We're going to be doing our entire live show streaming Friday night, 8 p.m. Pacific and 11 p.m. Eastern time. Okay, so come over there to watch it. You'll also have access to all of our Crappens on Demand videos. We're going to be doing a lot more live streaming over there as well, so you'll have access to all that stuff at that level on Patreon. And the other thing was, what was the other thing, Ben?
Tiger King.
Tiger King. So you love Tiger King. We love Tiger King. Last week we did a bonus of Tiger King. And guess what? We're going to put that bonus on the regular feed. And then we are going to recap the entire season, every episode, over on our bonus feed at Patreon. We're going to do it every day next week. There will be a new Tiger King recap posted. So go get those on our regular feed, regular bonuses, or for the videos for episode 2 and on, we're going to be doing video recaps. So you can get those at Crappens on Demand, okay? Every day next week, it's going to be our whole month of bonuses next month.
Yeah, it's going to be super fun. I'm excited. I'm also excited that we're doing it this way because I'm just so afraid of being spoiled. So this way we can just like watch the episodes and don't have to worry about getting spoiled. So that's going to be a fun Tiger King bonanza next week, okay? Real Housewives of New York and Tiger King. What a time to be alive.
Really is. Yeah, we need this in our lives.
So we also need some Shaws of Sunset, a show that I've become so invested in. I don't even know how I got so invested. I woke up in the middle of the night because a car alarm went on outside. And like the first thing I was thinking about was, I was like, damn it, that car alarm. You know what I think about MJ and Reza? I was like having a conversation in my head about this whole situation. I was like, how is this the thing that I'm thinking about late at night? How is this the thing that's keeping me up as Shaws of Sunset?
I do not know. It does not keep me up. But I'm really enjoying watching it. But yeah, I don't get invested in these people. This is one of those shows we cover that by the end of the season, I'm so furious with everybody on the show. I mean, I've screamed and yelled for so many years about this show, and I'm not to that point yet, but I learned a long time ago, I will be traumatized if I take this show too seriously.
I know. I never learned that lesson, apparently. I'm just heading you know, face first into Shaw's trauma. So the episode opens up in kind of an interesting way. We're seeing some clips of previously, and then all of a sudden there's like staticky stuff, like aliens are coming to Earth and now have a message for us. But instead it's Mike. And he's like, this is a public service announcement from Mike Shoehead. And here's what you have to know to get up on the Shaw's of Sunset. And then we see all these pictures of Reza and MJ from like their childhood onward and through the years on the show. It's all black and white and all that. It's all like, ooh, you know?
Your uterus exploded!
Lifelong friends MJ and Reza are in a terrible feud. MJ is very upset with Reza because he did not come visit her in the hospital when she was giving birth and almost died.
And then he posted her medical history on Instagram. And then Tommy, MJ's husband, retaliated by going to Reza's house and throwing a cactus. Then Reza got a restraining order. Somewhere in the middle of this, I lost all the hair on the top of my head and now have a little fuzz like a Muppet. I don't know how that happened. And then Destiny spiraled out of control and became an alcoholic because of what she knew about these rumors flying around between Adam, Reza, MJ, and a dead cactus. Okay.
Also, I am now selling baby applesauce. What that is applesauce made from baby apples, marketed to baby human beings.
Also, wagons with a wheel that falls off. just to see if your baby is a real danger survivor.
I am now actually joining TaskRabbit, but I've made my own TaskRabbit called Shoehead Rabbit, and I put wheels on wagons, although not always successfully.
I've got a new TaskRabbit. I just took off the T. It's called AskRabbit. And basically, please just give me money. I would like to ask you for money. Thank you.
Nima claims that he came up with the idea, but I'm pretty sure I did, so it's going to be me.
Now, I'm glad that we got to film this after everything had been shot, but will someone please comb this weird Muppet fuzz on my head? That'd be great.
Thank you very much.
You all are used to some Hazum Buzzy, but at this level of Hazum Buzzy, you've never seen before. I'm like, what?
You wacky
people with your crazy housing buzzies.
So like now we go to Arizona.
The Persian Ruth buzzy. Bring her on!
Persian Ruth buzzy. So now we're back in Arizona, and everyone's waking up after a crazy night, and Nima's in bed, and Shervin's taking off his shirt for a shower, which we appreciate. And then we just see Mike just like shirtless, bloated, eating Skittles. And even the music is like, burr, 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 burr. I'm like, you know, you just did all this effort to welcome people back onto the show who may not have realized it's on Friday nights or maybe been hearing that it's a good season. And this is how we start, with Mike shirtless eating Skittles.
Now, were those Skittles or Reese's Pieces? Because they were colored like Skittles, but then the package looked like a blurred out Reese's Pieces. So,
you know, it may have just been like a generic candy that like literally doesn't even have a brand presence outside of Phoenix.
Yeah, it's like Reese's Pieces. You fought like an E.T. You follow the little path of Reese's Pieces until you get to E.T. But in this case, it's Mike. It's like the movie's over, okay? Everyone has left the theater. Put your clothes on, sir.
I feel like it was Skittles because I can just imagine Mike going around to everyone saying, listen, guys, you have to trust me, okay? I've tasted the rainbow, okay?
And it doesn't make me a gay.
Okay? I've lost sight about what this whole fight is about. It's about people who have not tasted the rainbow.
Okay? I've tasted so many rainbows that Adam sent me a picture of his cornhole the other day. So, hey, Umbuzzy, there.
You know what? It. I've tasted the rainbow, and I've decided that I'm going to invest in it, and I'm going to build a larger rainbow that'll be worth millions of dollars.
Why just have one rainbow when you can have five rainbows? That's what I say.
I'm marrying my rainbow.
So then thirsty Destiny is laying on her bed, you know, with her top down and nipple covers on, just acting like she's had this whole character the whole time. Like, oh, my God, I need my assistant for everything. Oh. I don't know where this Destiny came from, but sent her back. I don't like her. I'm at the hate point with Destiny at this point.
Yes,
the show.
I'm losing faith in Destiny. I've lost faith in her. So we learn that after dinner, because the last episode, they got this big fight at dinner. So after dinner, Destiny's like, I went out and I got wasted. I was just like, fuck these guys. I got drunk with my friends. But then I ran into them at the event that I have to promote. And I was like, that means a lot. That means that they do believe in me.
Yeah, she's like, I saw them standing by the party bus that I had for us. It was totally free. And I guess I needed a ride somewhere. So I thought, wow, maybe they do believe me. No. They're there for your free fucking party bus. You think it's easy to get a ride in Phoenix, okay? It's not. I would be nice to you for that party bus, too.
Yeah, exactly. So then we go over to MJ, and she's at the Beverly Center at a restaurant called Farmhouse. And she is going to be putting together a retirement party for Vita, who has basically spent the past 30 years working at Bloomingdale's, terrorizing people who happen to walk by her beauty table on the way to get a toaster. You want to get the hair? You want to get makeup? No? Yeah, you need makeup. No? Okay, come.
Yeah, go ahead. You don't want to get something sprayed on you? You smell. So, okay, enjoy that. Enjoy the toaster section, loser.
You know, we got a pretty good insight to how Vita was at the makeup counter just by the way she served strawberry shortcake later in the episode. She's like, you want cake? Come, have cake. You'll have a most beautiful cake. Beautiful cake, have the cake. Hey, cake, you need cake. Too fat for cake. You will get no cake.
She's just rubbing the icing behind people's ears. She's like, you see? Everybody loves strawberry shortcake.
So MJ goes, everything that I've ever wanted in her as a mom has been everything. Oh, everything I've never wanted in her as a mom has been everything you want in her as a cosmetic advisor.
Like the things that would get other people fired, she can tell you because she has that certain like je ne sais quoi to say like, your skin is bad. You need this.
Yeah. And then we got a montage of Vita's greatest hits where she's like, you haven't lost any weight at all. Oh, why are you crying while I talk? Oh, so far you look Chinese.
MJ basically is like, I love my mom now. It's crazy. So everyone has to dress like Vita and wear like bright lipstick and sequined jackets and wigs and stuff. And yeah. Her assistant goes, I think that she's going to be offended when everybody's dressed like her. Are you sure?
MJ is like, that's the point.
So by the pool in Phoenix, Nima and Sherwin are by the pool and Destiny and Rose.
Holiday
come
Inn.
Yeah. It was
the Holiday Inn Express pool.
Yeah, it was very like Motel 6, like, ugh, that pool. I'm not sure about that pool, guys. Does Herbie swim?
Yeah, it's like they have like repurposed one like the wrapper that was on the party bus into some sort of cabana. And they're like they just like propped it up on sticks and they're like, here's your cabana. Poolside with and they have like bottle service or something, and you just see all these like families swimming. It's like floaties everywhere.
Yeah. And Nima sees Destiny. He's like, oh, Princess Jasmine over here. Which, look, Princess Jasmine's having a great week on Bravo. Everybody great wants week. To be Princess Jasmine. It's all over Family Karma as well.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of talk about Princess Jasmine and Aladdin. And in fact, on Family Karma, because I think it was Brian who's it was Monica who said she wants to be Princess Jasmine, and the producer's like, but isn't she Arabian? She's like, yeah, but it's like the closest region that we have to us, so we just have to do this. And by the way, I totally think that Brian and Vishal look like Disney characters because they have just giant Disney eyes. Have you noticed that? They're just like big cartoon eyes in a way that's like adorable.
That show is pretty good. I've been watching it. It's making me kind of crazy because the kids on it are like, are they 5 years old?
Yeah.
They're like, oh my God. Like the whole plot last week was, who's Vishal? Who does he consider his best friend? And then it was children fighting for an entire episode. Is he my best? No, he's my best friend. He's not her best friend. Oh,
I love
no,
that
he's
shit.
My best friend, not her best friend. How dare he? And that was a whole hour. Grow the fuck up. Are you fucking kidding me? This is what happens when you emotionally stunt your children. Kick them out of your fucking house and make them get jobs. And
that's
am I
like
supposed
literally
to watch that? I want to see the old people, not that bullshit.
Those fights are like my favorite fights. Like, I thought we were closer. No, we're not closer. I thought we were closer. And then Anisha saying, really? And then Amrit is like, oh, I think that Anisha likes Vishal. She's like, really? The village idiot? Like, those are just two guys with small dick energy.
And
whatever.
And she said, those are two guys with small dick energy and a half-ass CrossFit glow up.
Yeah, that's what it was. So good. I love it. I love those petty fights, and I love the parents just totally. Yes, you're right, though.
The parents have
caused them to all, like, regress into children, and they have children fights, but I'm okay with it.
Yeah, it makes me kind of crazy. But I like that show, you guys. Watch it in general.
Love
Even
it.
Though we're not covering it. Go watch it. It's a fun show.
Well, that being said, so Nima's there at the pool, definitely not having the same sort of arguments on this show as on Family Karma. Your uterus almost exploded because you had 10 abortions.
But, it is similar because they're all fighting over like who Reza is going to be nice to, but
yeah,
mostly because he'll kick them off the show.
So Nima's there and they're like, well, where's Mike? And he's like, oh yeah, well, Mike, he expanded his brand into falling off of a Segway earlier. And then we see a clip of the guys all going on like a Segway sort of like off-roading, which is already like a terrible idea. Like, yeah. Why are you like, is this like competitive mall copping? Like, why are you doing this?
I know. I was like, you guys need to get one of those like jazzy scooters from fucking Disney yeah. World, you know, like we have like a race rascal, on gravel.
Like a rascal drag race. Yeah. Like the little parachute in the back.
Let's have an oops, I fell and I can't get up spin contest, you know, where you just you just fall to the ground in your medic alert, you know.
Maybe they
necklace.
Could just like all install those chairs that take you up the staircase and be like, Namar, get set, go.
Yeah.
So they were riding those, and then of course, this is very, by the way, this was giving me a lot of flashbacks to the Cabo show. What was that show that I loved, that the totally trashy show? It was like,
it's like Send a Letter to Cabo, or what was
it? Was
it?
Like,
it was like FYI Cabo,
Time Out Cabo, or Summer Vacation Cabo, or
yeah, GTFO Cabo, LOL yeah. Cabo.
It was like literally the same angle, because the girl on that show fell off her four wheeler and she went hurling. So in this one, we see the same angle. And of course, Mike's on a Segway, which is like watching an enormous turnip trying to ride a vehicle. And he, of course, just falls over. He falls over and Nima almost runs him over. It's fantastic.
Yeah. So then, guess what? Surprise! It is me and Adam, who everybody has been dying to see. We went to Hawaii to decompress and regroup. My marriage has been under so much stress after all of these allegations about naked Jenga and cheating and everything. What allegations? There was naked Jenga and there was cheating. Shut up
there
with
was.
Your fucking conspiracy theory. This isn't a grassy hole, okay?
Yeah, and then on top of that, he when he does the surprise, he calls, he's like, oh, I wish we could give you a sip of this delicious Mai Tai that we're drinking right at this moment. And then he like bursts into the cabana and is like, ah! Like Kool-Aid Man. He's like, ah! And like no one's even being like, oh my god, they're like, oh, hi. Aren't you surprised to see me? Not really. Our cabana is made of tissue paper.
Oh, God. Did you guys find us because Mike left that trail of Reese's Pieces? So he's like, Destiny was really disappointed when she found out Adam and I couldn't be going to her MMA fight. So with that, I'm a good person. Let us change our flights and support her. So we've made these posters that say, you go, bitch. You've had 19 abortions.
Yeah, he's basically like, well, it was really important for me to spend time with my husband, but it was more important for me to take a flight to Arizona to always hold over Destiny's head.
Totally. So do you know how hard it is for Adam to be on vacation without game night? We came home.
Yeah, he tried to do a naked luau, but it just wasn't the same.
You know, he kept asking to get spit roasted, and a bunch of natives tried to cook him.
So Rez is there, and now it's like nighttime, and Destiny's at her event, and she's with her girls, and she's all proud of herself, because she normally handles everything herself, but tonight she's going to let her staff handle things for. She's going to delegate for once.
Okay, did you choreograph that dance? No. Did you make those costumes? No. Did you do all this travel? No. You've already delegated. What exactly have you done?
I know.
So this is like, she's making this sound like the hardest job in the world. And then we find out it's just five Hooter girls kind of like dancing, you know,
yeah.
Doing like Dance Dance Revolution for about 2 minutes.
Exactly. She basically is like, she's trying to make it sound like she's going to be an amazing boss by delegating, but it's really just her way of saying, no, I want to be with my friends on a TV show and drink. So
yeah,
there's that.
So then Nima and Mike are in the lobby and Mike comes down and Nima's like, how's your back? Sorry you had to go through that. He's like, that was pain. But you know, extreme sports. God's extreme, you know, it's extreme, what am I trying to say? Extreme consequences.
Game breaker.
sorry.
Game breaker. You trying to say game breaker?
Sorry, I just started shorting out. I was like,
because you're talking about the Shaw's of Sunset in Arizona. So the Vita, Vita has sent Reza a text, and Vita's text, I guess, are they in the band now? I think they are. I think I could be wrong, but Vita sent Reza a text.
Yeah.
And the text was like, they're in the party bus, and Reza's like, Vita sent me a foul text. It was such a foul message. Here's what she sent me. What MJ has done to you. You hate her so much. Everyone knows you are a backstabber.
And Shervin's like, come on, bro. Like, you're going to go for someone's mom now, Reza.
Yeah.
God, you haven't had enough. You've already won, okay? You're on this vacation. She's not there. It's like you've got another shooting thing alone. Just leave it. But he can't. He's like, now let's go over after the old lady.
Yeah, and Mike, oddly enough, voice. I can't believe he's a voice of reason in all of this. He's like, she didn't send anybody. Because he's like, wow, MJ sent her husband to fuck me up. And he's like, no. She didn't send anybody, and her mom didn't send you a foul message, but you received it that way. I'm like, whoa, Mike.
And Shervin's like, yeah, we spoke to her last night, and she feels very isolated. Like, bro, she was crying. And Mike's like, yeah, she ate shit, bro. She ate shit, like me today, during that extreme motorcycle race we were in. Reza's like, that's what I want to hear, that she put him up to it, that they talked about it beforehand. Is that what she said? And they're like, no, you idiot.
Yeah, like that's not what happened. And then Adam goes, well, she told Gigi. And Mike is like, Adam, I know you're upset, but this all started with bad text messages that shouldn't have happened. So, and Adam just like sulks there in his seat and looks out the window. He just sit like exactly what we're talking about last week or 2 weeks ago, that he's just a little kid and he's like, fine, I'm gonna sit here. I'm gonna tell everyone at recess.
I'm not gonna even be involved in this because I hate fighting. I'm just gonna put this dick in my ear so I can't hear any.
It's like, Adam, what are you over there? Could you stop juggling dicks for 5 minutes and just say you're sorry to everybody? You little shit.
And Mike's like, you want to throw away a 30-year friendship for some bullshit? And Ray's like, the 30-year friendship got thrown away when she came for me after I didn't visit her when she almost died at the hospital and gave birth to a child that we never thought would ever be physically possible, but is basically a miracle baby, and I didn't support that at all. That's when it got thrown out.
Yeah, and she literally did not come at you, okay? Some queen showed up with texts from your husband and receipts. Sorry.
And honestly, no one really came for Reza, to be honest. If you really, it's like, well, I'll get into it later, but like, no one really came for Reza.
No, no one came for him. Destiny brought it up on camera.
Yeah.
She's totally forgiven. But if anyone came, it was her. And saying, it's such a Lisa Rinna defense. Like, oh, or Teddy
she
defense,
was
you know? Yes, I totally did all of this, but Lisa Vanderpump made me. I can't believe no one has blamed Lisa Vanderpump yet.
We're getting there. I swear to God, we're getting there. So Reza's like, me and her will never be cool again. Her husband came to my house and vandalized my yard. I mean, that cactus. I mean, do you know how rare that cactus was? It was such a find at IKEA.
And Mike's like, no, not her. Her husband did that. Not that I'm taking sides. I'm not taking sides. She's like, you are. You're taking her side. You are.
Yeah. And Mike's like, well, this all started with someone doing something that he shouldn't have done. I'm not going to say his name. But if you use pig Latin, it is Madam. Madam A. Madam A. Madam A. Madam A? Who is that?
And Adam's like, sitting by the window. So then Reza's like, are you blaming Adam? Her husband came to her house. Are you fucking kidding me? Open this door. And then he runs to the front of the party bus and starts like slapping the door open and leaves because that's Reza. Can't win a fight. Run.
Yeah, he runs out and he's like, what Mike should be concerned about is that MJ was plotting and scheming against her best friend. And the evidence I have for that is a Snickers wrapper I just found on the parking lot island.
Yeah, so he storms in and he's like, where's the VIP room, please? Which I'm sure is how he goes into every place. He probably walks in that way to Chili's, you know? Where's the VIP room?
Yeah, he's like trying to be all chill. And so he's like, he goes to the VIP lounge. And then there's like this awful MMA fight going on. And so they follow him in. And Nima checks in on Reza. And he's like, hey, you all right? I love you. And no one wants to see you upset. That would be a big game changer. Huge.
And Mike comes up. He's like, listen, bro, I don't want to take sides. Listen, I aspire to be as neutral as you are one day. I hope one day I can find some of your forgiveness. Oh, Reza is terrible. Please fire him. Just get rid of him. And don't just cancel the show. fire his stupid ass and make it work without him. Please, I beg of you, Bravo.
I don't think he needs to be fired, but I just say keep leaning into an anti-Reza edit because it's wonderful. So now we have Gigi driving around LA and she's like speaking to her mom on the phone and her boobs hurt and she's tired because she's pregnant and stuff. Sure face, she has so much makeup on, she looks like she's about to go synchronized swimming. I'm like, where is there what's happening here? Is there a pool that you need to get to? Where's your little flower hat?
Yeah, there's a couple of times when I guess she's got her hair pulled back in this episode, but it looks like she's got her hair pulled back into a wig cap over the hair. Like there's something weird going on with the shape of her head. I don't know if she started putting fillers in her temples or what. There's something weird going on.
So she's talking about, like, I guess she wants her mom to make her some beans or something like that or some food. And she's like, even though I'm about to be a mom, I still like being babied by my mom. I'm like, really? I never would have thought after 8 years of watching you literally do nothing with your life as your parents fix everything for you.
Yeah, Gigi is like the worst when she wants to get pregnant. And then she's, you know, the worst when she is pregnant. Like, oh my God, you guys, today this is what happened with my pregnancy. And then she's the worst when she has the baby. And then she's the worst when, you know that she's just always that friend.
Yeah.
So Destiny at halftime show, she's like, bad bitches, yes, bad bitches, yes, hunty, bad bitch, hunty.
I know. Brrr,
brrr, yes.
And it's 5 minutes to the halftime show, and so that's when the girls are going to go out. And so she, because she delegated, she wasn't there, and essentially whoever she delegated to tells the girls to go on stage. And so Destiny's with the guy who, like, runs this iron something events, and he's like, why are the girls on stage? Okay, because they're doing a live stream, and the live stream doesn't start for 4 more minutes, so the girls are just on there prematurely. And Destiny's like, we'll make it work. So the girls are out there in their pose about to start their dance, and she goes, okay girls, just hold that pose for 4 minutes.
Yeah, she tells them, stand there and look pretty and don't move.
4 minutes is a long ass time. I mean, like, maybe have them like walk around and clap and like do some like improvise some dances or something, like, but just holding it. What? That must have been so incredibly awkward to be there to see that.
I know. They're expecting like truly professional work at the MMA fight there in the middle of nowhere. Mike's like, is that the performance? They don't move? I love it. I love it. Great job.
It's so good. And then they finally start dancing, and Rez is like, Destiny! Yes! I'm like, you're not watching, like, so you think you can dance. You're watching, like, literally an MMA fight halftime show.
Yeah, he's like, please give me attention during your only moment. And then exactly. Destiny's just walking around going, yes, honey, yes, queen, yes! So then the after show, she's like, oh, my God, ladies, you did amazing. Like, yes. I loved how you, like, had a moment to just, like, stand there.
Like, more than a moment. So then
liquid
they're all
sweets,
like,
everybody. Liquid yeah. sweets. Call them immediately.
So then they goes back to the match, and they're watching, and Adam is with Reza, and he's like, have you ever been to a boxing match? He's like, this isn't boxing, it's MMA. He's like, oh, I was wondering why they were kicking. Like, how does, you don't know you're at an MMA fight? How does he not know that?
He's Adam. So then Reza is like really overdoing the PDA for the cameras. Like, we never see him act like this. He's like, hello, baby. Oh, you were so excited, baby. And he's like, not with all this going on. Like, I'm so sick of everybody arguing. He's like, there's no arguing, baby. Like, the problem is I overreacted at the pool party. And then it cuts to him talking to us. And he's like, it was a mistake to go to Phoenix because it seems like my friends are getting involved in a dynamic they should be staying out of. Oh, really? Because you
just had a meeting about it. You just had a meeting at Mike's house with bagels. And you gathered
just
everyone around.
Had a meeting.
And you told everyone what was going on. And that if they take her side, then you will no longer be friends with them. So I don't. Yeah, please, Reza.
Yeah, please. You're trying to kick somebody off the show. People have the right to say something about it. You a-hole. And you had Mike cater that badly. And you made Paulina basically go to the fucking Valley for bagels for that party, too.
Yes. Sir. Yes, exactly. And they were probably very good bagels. but you still made her do that.
But isn't oh, I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say, like, of course, Reza, this was part of the whole plan, I think, that he would make this grand gesture and then be like, oh, no, I'm the victim because I came back and I shouldn't have. I shouldn't have because my friends are not being supportive of me.
Yeah, I just think it's so funny that he's going back and forth so much with, like, am I? He's trying to make it that he's a victim, but then I don't know how long after they're filming some of these diary room sessions, because mm-hmm. he doesn't even remember what he's saying in the scene. And when he's like, I should never have gone over there. And then he's like, this was a mistake. My friends are betraying me. It's like, you know, pick your lane and stick to it. You know?
Yeah. Well, I think he's clearly on the outs, because just seeing how the later on in the episode, I mean, he's the one stuck filming a stupid scene with Gigi while everyone else is doing a group thing. So he's definitely, I think this is backfiring in his face.
Yeah.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So then we go over to Mike's after Arizona. Everyone's back. And MJ brings her baby over to Mike's house. You know, she said that basically when her dad was sick, Mike was the only one who told her, listen, you still have to live your life. Your life doesn't end just because your dad is sick. And so she sort of has this special place in her heart for Mike as a result.
Yeah. And she brings a baby in, and Mike's like, oh, little baby. She's like, wow, great. He said, did this baby poop? And she's like, wow, great paternal instincts, Mike.
Yeah.
And a sense of smell. So that's great.
Yeah.
So they start talking about this Reza stuff, and Mike's like, listen, you fucked up, okay? You should have warned him that this stuff was going to basically happen on camera. Which,
yeah.
You know, that's not necessarily false, but at the same time,
right.
This is Reza, who just had it out for you for like 3 seasons in a row, Mike. Like, where
right.
is this coming from, you know?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, and I think that, like, MJ isn't totally innocent, and, you know, I mean, if it's your best friend, if Ali is saying to her, like, oh, my God, Adam keeps sending me these texts, and it's your best friend, you know, then MJ, you know, it's not the nicest thing for MJ to say, well, then, you know what, you should bring it up on camera, you know, or maybe if Ali was saying he wanted to be on the show, that's not the nicest thing. But it's also not like it's not the worst thing
well,
compared to other
thing.
Stuff that happens on the show.
Here's another thing I was thinking while I was watching this. Didn't she kind of warn Reza? Okay, so if she's on bed rest, she can't go anywhere when all of this is happening, right? She was put on bed
yeah.
rest. So she's already stuck away from the cast. Ali starts telling her all of this stuff. And so she tells Destiny, go tell Reza. So Destiny
yeah.
goes and tells Reza. So how is that a bad thing?
Well, I think that what it is,
I guess
is,
it was on camera.
No, but I think it's that MJ initially told Ali to say it on camera. But I'm still not clear if MJ said go say it on camera, or if Ali was like, I'm gonna tell Destiny, and MJ was like, okay. I mean, either way, like, she should have, like, you know, with Reza, like, she should have said, you know what, like, don't air his dirty laundry on camera, just tell him privately. She could have said that, which is, I think, Reza's issue. But that, like, does not, to me, again, it's just like, that is a blip. To me, that's bad judgment. And you have a conversation saying, listen, when you did that, that really hurt me, and don't ever do that again.
Well, Ali said MJ said to tell him, but he didn't say, she said to do it on camera or this and that. And she didn't say to go to Destiny and all that stuff. That's Destiny's, like, side story.
Oh, okay.
So I'm so confused with all
of
this.
Ali said that MJ said that Ali should confront Reza about it, right?
Yeah. She said, well, go tell Reza. Like,
which is also,
Reza,
by the way,
which,
like,
is normal.
Is like, hey, it's like, listen, I'm not going to get involved in this. You should tell him, right?
Yeah, go talk to Reza.
Because there's a no-win situation. Because if MJ tells Reza what's going on, first of all, she has, like, a genuine friendship with Ali. And then, so she's betraying Ali. But also, then it becomes Reza saying, you shouldn't be butting into my business, you know?
Yeah, who knows? Yeah, Reza's going to be pissed. No matter what happens, Reza's going to turn this into everybody else's fault so we don't concentrate on his husband juggling dicks, which is
yeah,
basically what's happening.
Exactly.
So she's like, oh, God, all right, no matter what, I just don't want this little guy to miss uncle time. So then we move on to Reza meeting Destiny and Gigi for lunch. And Gigi comes with a little happy face shirt and everything. And then they just show this Reza talking for what seems like 20 hours, the way that they cut it.
Let me tell you what's going on with me. That little bitch Ali did this, and then Memchi did this to me, and then everybody was against me, and blah, blah, blah.
Victim, victim, victim.
And yeah, and Gigi, and by the way, and Gigi tells us, you know what, Reza needs to vent, and I would feel selfish if I said, this is what I'm going through. I was like, wait, when did this Gigi show up? When was Gigi ever concerned about being selfish?
Well, maybe she's like trying to out-victim Reza, yeah. Even though in this situation, she like literally is a total victim, you know? So she I'm not saying it like, oh, she's just trying to out-victim him. I'm just saying like,
no, I
maybe she's using Reza's own personality against him, because I don't believe for 2 seconds that this is going to last forever, you know? He's totally coming for her again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He has to be friends with her out of, because he has no one else.
Yeah.
So, so he's like, oh, and then MJ, another thing. Da, 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 da. And Gigi's like, because I think he says something like, I should have left when you left that pool party. And she's like, yeah, well, I had to leave the pool party because I was pregnant. And he's like, what? Oh, I totally agree. MJ is the worst. What were we talking about? No. She's talking about herself
like,
now.
Yeah. She's like, yeah, I lost the baby. And it's still working its way out. And they had to inject me with all this stuff. And... starts telling them basically how she lost the baby. Oh my God.
I was like, that was so sad because it was just like a few scenes ago, she was pregnant and like, you know, talking with her mom and everything. And in that, it was kind of like, damn. I was like, it's sad. It's really like, I felt so terrible for her because she looked really shaken up and obviously very sad about it.
Yeah. And then of course the fucking Reza, not even getting any of the irony, is like,
here I am talking about my bullshit with MJ when she has been suffering by herself in silence. It's so crazy.
I'm like, really? Because the exact same thing happened to MJ. She didn't lose her baby, but she had to get her fallopian tubes removed and all of that, right?
Yeah, I mean, some would argue that what MJ went through is even more traumatic, potentially.
God,
so
this fucking guy.
It doesn't matter. It's
because
not,
you were
it
too busy talking about your drama to be there for her. Wow, is this a pattern? I don't know.
Yeah.
Reza?
Exactly. Exactly. It's just so gross. So then we go over to Hollywood Toy and Costume, where Nima is there to pick out short wigs for the Vita party. So he's there with Mike, and they're putting on wigs and being wacky.
Yeah. And let's see here. He's like, oh, I need a wig to transform into my friend's mother. A little George Washington-esque.
I was like, which George Washington portraits has he been looking at? Like, maybe I would have said, like, the mom from Everybody Loves Raymond. I don't know, but.
And Mike's like, I thought you were dressed like her already, bro. Hey, do you guys have shitty attitudes as well?
So Mike got a text from Reza, and Reza's text was like, you chose sides. You chose sides. Of course he did that, right? Trying to guilt him to come back to his side.
Yeah, trying to be calm about it on camera, and then, you know, calling everybody and reminding them that they have to choose sides to stay on this show. Right. So then we cut to, but this quote from Mike, we cannot mend these fences if we're not operating with 100% integrity. This is Shaws of Sunset, sir.
I guess those fences will not be mended.
Yeah, any other baby shoes you have hidden behind plants at the border that you'd like to try and sell?
Exactly. So then Destiny and Shervin go to this like sauna place, and that's one of these things where they lie and it looks almost like a tanning bed, but they also sort of look like giant white teeth, and they're just like stuck in there. And they start, of course, are talking about the situation. And Destiny is like, boy, 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 boy. Everyone's going through hurt. Everyone's going through so much hurt right now.
Yeah. So she's like, I've just been drinking a tequila bottle. Ooh. And Reza is like, so I think the reason that you're drinking is because, like, it's such a waste of a sisterhood. Like, maybe it's guilt. And she's like, no, like, when Ali told me this shit, he specifically told me, I swear. Like, he told me. I swear. He said, MJ told me to tell you. Like, do you think I want to deliver this message? Did someone make you? Did he say MJ's going to cut off your fucking arm if you don't deliver this message? The fuck?
Yeah, I just feel like there's such a game of telephone going on here, right? Like, can't you just feel all the telephone that's happening, right? Like, so Destiny's saying that Ali told her that MJ said that Ali should tell Destiny. Like, I mean, isn't it possible that MJ was like Ali said, I don't know, like, should I tell Destiny? And MJ was like, sure, tell Destiny. You know, go tell Destiny. Like, you should tell Destiny. I don't know. Like, I just feel like it's just not as nefarious as Destiny is trying to make it all sound, like this big, vast conspiracy, when I think it was probably pretty casual conversation. Like, yeah, tell her. I don't care, you know?
Yeah. So she's like, well, but I feel guilty because I heard Reza and Ali brought it to my attention that they weren't on great terms and, like, he attacks. And then, like, you know, Reza, like, when I told him Maris knew, because Ali constantly told me Maris told me to.
You are the weakest fucking person. Like, it's been almost a season since Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. I think you're taking over as the weakest person currently on Bravo.
Weak.
Seriously. Weak. She's like, you think I wanted to deliver this to Reza and Adam at their Mamuni? You think I wanted to? I'm like, yes, because otherwise you wouldn't have done it. And she's like, I feel foolish for thinking that Maris actually cared for me. Like, what suggests that she doesn't care for you? I don't get it. I don't understand what all the drama is about on her end.
Yeah, literally did nothing to you. And so she's like, medically, I was dying for her. Like, medically, I was dying. I don't know what that means. So then Shervin's like, you know what? This is like getting toxins out, but, like, we also have to get the truth out. Poet over there.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I just think that right now, Destiny, Reza made Destiny feel really shitty. You know, because, you know, initially he iced her out and everything, and she felt so bad. And I think that it was easier for her to like, process her situation by saying that she's a puppet than to kind of, like, own up on her own end that she gossiped. But, by the way, but I actually don't think that she really, like, gossiped. Like, I don't think it was, like,
it's worse gossip than gossiping. With a capital G. What they're mad at isn't the gossip. It's that she brought it up on camera first. So she put Reza on the spot on camera about his shitty marriage and cheating, which I'm sure he already knew about. And then she brought Ali on camera, which is a big, huge slap in the face, because you're bringing on this drama queen who's just trying to get airtime. He's been trying for years, and you're the one who finally gives him the vehicle, you know? And so that's it. Like, that shouldn't be forgiven. If I was on this show, I'd be like, I'm not your friend, and you're obviously not my friend, so get the fuck out. I would have done what Reza did. Even if my boyfriend did it. Destiny's totally fucking wrong, period. So then her trying to blame... MJ didn't call her and say, bring him over, you know, bring him on camera. Like, you book this restaurant, get it on the shoot list.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, I just think that, like, when Destiny went over to that party and was, like, she talked to Mike about it, she was just trying to, like, talk to a friend to be, like, how should I broach this? What's the best way to do it? I don't think it was, like, did you hear this? I heard this crazy na da 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 da. I just don't think it was really, like, the worst, like, super gossipy thing. I think
she was trying to get Mike to do it on camera so that she didn't have Maybe. To. And why he was like, okay, we're going to tell him together.
That could be true, too. But either way, I still don't think it's as nefarious as, like, I heard this, you know? So I think that just Reza, though, like, made her feel like shit. And that's why she's weak. She's a weak person that she then started, you know, like, retelling the story in her head that, no, the reason why this all happened was because she was manipulated by someone. It was not that, oh, I did something sort of thoughtless and, you know. And so I feel like, in a weird way, Destiny claiming she was manipulated is her actually being manipulated by Reza.
Yeah, exactly. She's had to choose which side she's going to be on. You've got it's MJ, like when, who yeah. no one's going to shoot with, so she's off the show. So she's not going to choose MJ's side. She already tried to come for Reza by bringing the stuff on camera. So that was a bad misshoot, because now she has no one to shoot with. So, because Reza won't let anybody shoot with her. So now she's going to kiss Reza's ass and do whatever it takes to shoot with him and throw MJ under the bus. She's a gross person. She's gross.
It's like, well, it's like when Rinna, like, first turned against Vanderpump, and she was telling Yolanda and others that, like, I was manipulated by Lisa Vanderpump when she's saying this as if, like, she had just woken up when she was clearly being manipulated by Yolanda instead, right? And that's what's going on here, in my mind.
Yeah. But Destiny's just way worse. She's way worse at it. And way less entertaining than anybody on that show. So Vita's party, Tommy in the wig, Oh my God. Also, somebody tagged us in this really funny Tommy video on Instagram where he's like, all right, I'm going to review a book for you. It's a kid book. It's the darkest shit I ever read in my life. This is some Pulitzer Prize winning shit here, all right? The Three Little Pigs.
he does a review of a baby book. It's so good.
I got to see that. I somehow missed that.
He's a hero. He's a hero to this country. So yeah, he's in a Vita wig, and then Mike and Shervin show up. All the guys are dressed, you know, to the nines like Vita, but they're kind of offensive.
They look crazy. I was like, what is going on? They're not just in a wig. And we see that they got like facial prosthetics and everything.
That's because I'm in the biz. One of the cool things about being in the biz.
Yeah, one of the cool things about working in the biz is that I've worked with teams that work with prosthetics. I'm like, just with great power comes great responsibility. And just because you can use the prosthetic doesn't mean you should. Like, why? You guys made yourself look like crazy, waxy crones. Like, that is not flattering to someone you're celebrating.
Yeah. Yeah, they have a lot of Vanderpump Rules kind of crossovers this year. So then
the other thing, by the way, I just want to point out is that Shervin, Nima, and Mike all show up with the prosthetics and the wigs and the makeup. But Mike is the only one who does not wear sort of like a Vita outfit. So he just has this crazy face full of makeup and wig, but he's just wearing his standard like fuchsia V-neck t-shirt. So it looks really bizarre. He's like half in costume, but half out. So it looked even weirder than if he had just shown up in like a Dorothy's Bornak, you know, shoulder pad thing.
And watching Nima try to stir the shit dressed like that is so funny. So he comes up to Allie and he's like, Allie, I'm so bothered. Like, I just want to be clear. I just want to be clear on this. Destiny knew, right? And Allie's like, oh yeah, she knew. She knew, guys. She knew. Is the camera on me? Is the camera on me right now? And Shervin's like, did you guys practice? And he goes, yes, we were in my apartment and we practiced. And she knew exactly what she was going to say.
But now, my question was this, though. What part did she know about? That's where I'm confused. Did she know? Was she practicing what she was going to say at lunch? I interpreted that as she was practicing what she was going to say at Reza's party.
I don't know.
Because Ali said later, he said, no, when we had the conversation, she didn't know. Like, that was the first she'd known about the text. So it sounded like that was the first she knew about it, but then they rehearsed what she was going to say going to Reza's house.
Oh, I took it as she rehearsed what she was going to say at that lunch with Allie, but she didn't know that he had the text up his sleeves or whatever. She didn't know that he was going
to
say sexual harassment or something. I don't know.
Yeah, no, because Allie says later on that Destiny was blindsided at lunch. So she did not know at the lunch. So I interpreted that what they were practicing was how to like go forward, which, by the way, also I don't think is that nefarious, to be honest. If she's like, well, listen, I'm going to this party tonight. Like, I feel like I should say something. What should I say? And he's like, well, this is what I would like. I can imagine a friend coaching a friend saying like, this is what I would say. This is what you should say.
But it's different when she's like, I'm going to this party tonight and I'm going to confront Reza about all the stuff that you told me. So let's practice it. You know?
Yeah,
it's
that's
different
true too.
Cause she's taking this little idiot's gossip.
I'm just like,
to use against
I'm just trying
Reza.
To...
And obviously they're doing something going against Reza. Cause he's like, well, I have all these texts about Reza. So you're going to bring it up at the party. Okay. Let's practice what you're going to say.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, I guess I think it looks
all I'm
bad.
Arguing is basically that there's a lot of stuff happening here in allegations that are being like elevated to high conspiracy. And I just think so much of it is like bullshit. And the fact that no one is willing to really give any of their friends the benefit of the doubt is so awful. And as Mike said earlier, this is just a full on sideshow that distracts away
from
the fact
that we've totally gotten pulled into it. Yeah, we've totally gotten pulled into it. Because the fact is, you probably have an open relationship with your husband. Your husband is like fucking around while you're out of town. So he got caught on camera, and now you're mad at everybody else instead of being mad at the one you should
be
mad
at. And you know what? And the sideshow is also – the other reason I think why I'm getting fired up about the sideshow is that Reza is pushing this narrative, this convenient narrative that MJ was this person who was trying to scheming and plotting to make this all happening. And he throws away his entire friendship over this. And I guess what I'm just trying to show is that, like, in my mind, there wasn't a big elaborate MJ scheme. Like, most of the stuff, in fact, either way, what we're both saying proves my feeling is that either there was either something that was drummed up by Destiny, which is sort of what you're arguing, or it was just a whole bunch of like generally, you know, pedestrian moments that have been, you know, elevated to plotting and scheming. But again, both situations, neither are like, to me, have the lots of fingerprints of MJ.
Well, MJ brought it up at the reunion that Adam's probably cheating or fucking around or whatever, you know, open relationship stuff.
And which is probably why Rezzo was looking for season.
Right. So I think Rezzo is probably already pissed at MJ.
Looking for a reason to kick her to the curb. And he's like, I can't do it because she's pregnant and everyone will hate me if I do that while she's pregnant.
Right. Yeah. That's what it looks like.
Yeah.
So then Rezzo is going with Gigi for dinner, and he's like, yes, auntie. He's like, oh my god, drag, mm-hmm. poor drag.
He's
race.
Trying really, trying so hard to seem like he's having the best time. Like, yeah. Like, no, this is where the real fun is. They're stuck at a lame party, but we're having the real fun.
And Gigi's like, isn't this fun? Me and you together against the world. And he's just like shoving drinks down.
Yeah, he's like, yes, I'm having a great time at this restaurant that appears to be in the lobby of an office building.
Yeah.
This is wonderful. And may I get a double yak with a Coke pack? Thank you.
Visibly hates her the whole time that they're sitting here. So then Vita is surprised when she arrives at the party. And MJ turns to Shervin and she's like, did you guys have a photo to go off of? Because my mom doesn't have like huge bags under her eyes, guys.
I know. By the way, so back at the other restaurant, Rezzo was talking about Vita, and he's like, you know, I love Vita, and it's like, to know that everyone is there but me, it just breaks my heart. Oh my goodness, I'm a victim again. I can't believe it. I would love to go there to celebrate my second mother, but I'm afraid that if I'm around MJ and Tommy, and if I say something wrong, Tommy will come to my house with a bat. Oh, I've been silenced. Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah, you probably will. So keep your fucking mouth shut. How about that for once? God, isn't it crazy? You can't just say whatever you want to people. That's nuts.
Yeah.
So then Vita sexually harasses Mike, and she's like, Mike, take off your shirt. Such a nice body. It's my party for 1 minute.
Vita was totally caught by surprise. She's like, I can hardly. I am so surprised. No, come here. Okay. Maybelline for you. No, old habits, hard to break. Ping pong.
So Vita talks to Sarah. Sarah comes in and she's like, oh, I hear Destiny's dating your brother. And she's like, he's single in Vegas. He's dating everybody, okay?
Yeah. Sarah's like, Sarah hates Destiny so much.
Yeah.
Also, by the way, MJ has the sweetest thing to say about her mom at this party. She goes, you know, instead of ruining the biggest moments of my life, she's actually making my life sweeter and better now.
Yeah, go figure. So Ollie comes right up to Sarah and he's like, I heard about you and Destiny. It's like, God, who is still letting him in? This guy should have been banished from this cast a long time ago.
Yeah, and Sarah's like, Destiny loves talking about me, apparently. Apparently.
And he's like, oh no, it's not you. She would never say anything negative about you. Then what are you doing here?
Yeah, she's like, the problem is not that she's talking, it's her behavior. And then as she says that, Destiny walks right up. So then Sarah just gives her this, you know, withering, pouty look.
It looked to me like Sarah was ready to have a scene. Like she was ready to have this fight with Destiny. And Destiny's like, oh, I'm not talking to you, loser. Like,
yeah.
I'm not giving you the time of day. So she just walks off.
Yeah. So MJ introduces Destiny to Shams. And MJ actually starts to cry. And she's like, why are you crying? I'm like, Destiny, you literally cry when you see Chex Mix. So don't... Do not question why a new mother is crying with her baby. Like, that's just what happens.
And then Vita's like, everyone must have cake. Everyone must have cake.
Ooh, strawberry shortcake. Everyone have cake. Cake. Come on. Yeah, it's delicious.
So then everybody's sitting at a table, and Sarah joins them all. And Nima is telling Destiny, I love you, but I'm very upset with you. Okay, I'm very upset with you. And she's like, oh, Jesus, why? My God. Why don't you just marry Allie already?
He's like,
shitsters. Jeez.
Listen. Some shit is not adding up, and I work in the biz, so I know about shit not adding up, okay? You specifically told me that MJ used you as a pawn, okay? At which point now Allie comes and sits at the table and MJ too. So finally we have everyone there so we can hash this all out.
Yeah, Nima calls Allie over. So he's like, Allie, you guys rehearsed the sit down? Go ahead, tell us. And she's like, no, I was literally blindsided at that lunch.
Yeah, and Allie confirms, he says, no, she was blindsided. And then Destiny says, yeah, and then Allie said, Maris knows what's up. Are you okay to talk about it? Are you okay to talk about it?
Yeah, did he ask me, Destiny, Maris knows what up. Are you okay to talk about it? Okay. And then I'm just like trying to, because Nima's like, Destiny's let me trace Allie's this logic. Because let's trace this Destiny logic. I met with Allie. We rehearsed how it was going to go down, but he brought it up at the wrong time. So I'm the victim, which is a very good way of putting it. Thank you.
Yes. Yes, it is. So I guess that's true. When he says, are you okay to, well, this is what Destiny claimed he said, but. Are you okay to talk about it? Does sound like it is not quite as innocent as I was making it sound. It was sort of like there was a lot of intentionality about it.
Yeah. So Mike's like, so you knew it was going to come out. And Destiny's like, no, I didn't know when it was going to come out. So she knew everything. She just didn't know when.
Yeah.
Nima's like, well, that still makes you the person who organized it. Yes. And then basically they show a clip of all of this happening again. He's like, so you're both guilty, basically, right?
Yeah, and by the way, it keeps cutting to Vita going, you cake, come, cake.
And Mike goes, Destiny, you look like a liar, basically. And she's like, no, but I'm not. And he goes, okay, then keep telling us. And MJ goes, listen, I just want to point out that every time you said to Reza that Maris knows, you're pouring gasoline on this fire.
Yeah, that's true. And then Sarah just smirks like, got her. The whore. Got her.
And Sarah's like, I don't even know who's right or wrong in this, but Destiny goes on these ramps and then are rants, and then they just show Destiny like, specifically,
and it's only 4 minutes till the live stream, I specifically said stay in place.
Yeah, and I specifically said Maris knows, and she's like, okay, so while I'm at home nursing a newborn, you guys are doing all of this. And Mike's like, at the end of the day, there'd be nothing for nothing, and that's all you can say for the life of the poor. It's a struggle, it's a war. So at the end of the day, he should have sat down with Maris in the ICU.
Yeah, and Mike's like, and you know what? I've seen the text messages, and I'm not judge or jury. But I've lost sight throughout this process of why Reza is mad at MJ instead of just being mad at Adam.
Yeah. And then MJ goes, oh, God, come on. Do you think I need to send that little weasel in right in front of Allie? And Allie goes, hey, don't call me a weasel. She's like, sorry.
I missed that entirely. That's hilarious.
You did. It was awesome. She's like, sorry, but like, hello.
So then Reza is again back at the restaurant with Gigi and just saying, you'd be like, oh, I've had so many great memories with MJ. I mean, just because the friendship is over doesn't mean the memories are gone. So many lovely memories. And Gigi goes, yeah, you know what? She needs to take accountability. And then we learned that MJ actually sent Reza a text that says, I want to take full responsibility. And he's like, I don't see an apology in there. I'm like, she said she wanted to take full responsibility. I don't know.
Yeah, what do you think that is?
I mean, we're talking about semantics suddenly.
Yes, that's her taking responsibility, Reza. And so he's like, well, she didn't say I'm sorry, so she's not forgiven.
Yeah.
Oh, good. This show, it's like, it gets too much. It's like, enough. This is so fucking vile, you know? And she's like, okay, then he puts my hysterectomy and all of this other shit on the internet, you know? Like, why doesn't every single person here say, that's not cool, he's a piece of shit? And Destiny's like, no, he's not a piece of shit, he's hurt. I can't wait to tell him you called him a piece of shit.
Exactly. And then it cuts to Gigi, who is still recovering from the trauma of a miscarriage. It's like, Reza, you're so hurt. He goes, so hurt. I'm so hurt. What are you hurt by? What are you hurt by? But basically, MJ is like, everyone should say fuck you and tell him to go fuck himself and deal with Adam. Handle your fucking marriage. The end.
Yeah.
And you know what? She's kind of right.
She's really right. Oh my God. So
we go. And by the way, it's not but her saying that is not a side situation, like it's my side or whatever. She's saying, listen, you guys should be doing, like, what he did was fucked up, and you guys should say that was fucked up. And then it would just be like done, I think.
Yeah. But no, there will be 19 more episodes about it.
Yes, there certainly will be.
Well, everybody, thanks so much for being here for Shars. We will be back tomorrow with some Vanderpump Rules.
Also,
go check out our Tiger King recaps over on our Patreon, Crappens on Demand videos and bonuses. And join us for our live show this Thursday night following Real Housewives of New York City. We're going to do the pre-show on Instagram Live at 7:30 Pacific. And then move over to Patreon, Crappens on Demand live stream at... you know what I'm saying, at 8 p.m. Pacific and 11 p.m. Eastern. Okay.
Everyone have a wonderful day. We'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.
About Knives Out.
I suspect foul play.
A Pitch Perfect whodunit. That's yours to own.
Tell me everything.
Critics are calling Knives Out delectably entertaining. 5 stars. An all-star modern classic.
Exactly.
Knives Out. Available now.
Hey, you.
Get ready for the return of the Kardashians.
Don't you know?
Kick off the weekend with brand new Keeping Up with the Kardashians on Hey You.
Oh my God!
The Kardashians.
Stream or download all new episodes the same day as the US.
Best reality show.
It's a perfect family on another level.
Download the app or visit heyyou.com to get your 1 month free. Hey.